You know what I could do with all that noise? Ugh. Oh boy, let's get out here and enjoy some of this nice cool air. And look at all the bugs. What are these, fleas? They look like fleas. Man, there's so many of them. Whew. And they get everywhere too, man. They're bad this year. They're really bad. Oh, good. Okay, so I have to deal with this app, this Audioboo app. I tell you, in the year or more since I've used it and deleted it because I got so frustrated with it, it has not changed at all. It is still a piece of junk. Well, here's the problem with the app. It's not really so much the app's fault as it is with the phones. Because I've had to develop an app that will work on all phones. And unfortunately, there's a lot of phones out there on the market that still do not have enough processing power. With all the other crap that's running on these phones anyway, thanks to the providers, that will encode on the fly. And that's the problem. Because I can hit the pause button and then hit publish. But between the time that I hit pause and the time that I hit publish, it has to encode the recording into a lossy format, which takes, on this phone, about 15, 20 seconds. Not a lot. And considering that these recordings are so small, it doesn't take any time at all. I could easily sit here and talk for 10 minutes, but I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to do that. Stupid wind. I don't know, this thing is supposed to have two microphones, and I'm not really sure which one it's using, but the little bar graph thing on this thing, which doesn't really tell you a whole lot about your audio levels, isn't moving a whole lot, nor is it going up very high. It might be because my voice is too low, because it seems to respond a lot better to everything else, but not my voice, because I guess it's too deep. And that's a problem, too. My voice is way too deep, and the bandpass filter on these phones, when it encodes the signal into the digital form and modulates it into, you know, and then sends it to the tower, it falls outside of the bandpass filter. So when I talk into the phone, all you hear is, and people are saying hello. It's like, I'm here, but you can't hear me because my voice is too deep. Oh, God. So I'm going to give this thing another try. See if it's any better, but really, Audioboo, you could develop an app that is functional and utilitarian without all the other crap. Because, and you know, this pink, this is horrible. The color is horrible. It's pink. The bar graph is pink. And it just looks terrible. I mean, it's really not that great. It works, but I mean, it could be a lot better. And it's obviously it's not making, it has not made a lot of improvement. I mean, if you want to show people that they're recording something, a simple bar meter or dot meter that has, like, you know, one meter that has a green, yellow, and red area, like on most other recording apps, would be sufficient. Or the ability to record and then send it to Audioboo using an external recorder, which I have plenty that are much better than this. I have one that I paid for, and it's far and beyond anything better than anything I've ever used on the Android platform. I'll have more after this. I'm up to my 5-minute limit almost.